Good morning, everybody. This is Bob Whalen, and my wife, Kirsten, is here.
Howdy.
We are thrilled to be here this morning. You're listening to KXFM, and of course, this is the KX Takeover, where we get to take over the radio station for an hour to raise money for KXFM, and we're thrilled to do it. The radio station has been such a great partner for the city of Laguna Beach, just promoting so many local events and charities, and bringing us great music too. So I think it's just a huge community asset that we're just thrilled to support. Right?
Right. Right. they're part of the community. They're down at Oak Street for Halloween and at all the events, and it's
out on
great
the promenade. Of course, we're not going to have due to COVID. We're not going to have our usual event down there for the season, but we're gonna they'll be around, they'll be backing around, and I'm actually happy to be here this Thursday morning. I am looking through to the sound booth over there. Our sound engineer is the host of Mornings with Ed, and usually it's Ed asking me questions, and we did this Thursday morning interview in my role as mayor, and I always look forward to it. Ed's always on top of things. So thank you, Ed. Kind of fun to be the guy talking this morning, controlling the mic.
Yeah, it's a little odd for me not to be in the control. You're in complete control. And I got to just say, not to blow smoke in your face, but our discussions, our conversations, they're some of the things I prepare for the most during the week. I really look forward to speaking with you. Number one, you're always clear. You're always honest. You're always very forthright in our conversations. And I think the community hears and appreciates that as equally as I do. So thank you.
Yeah, no, that's great. You're always prepared. You're always current. In fact, sometimes you're so current, I don't know the answer. Anyway, so what we're hoping you'll do this morning is we've got an hour here together. We've got some great music that Kirsten and I put together. We'd like to play some of it for you, but what you can do throughout this hour is you could either call in and talk or call in and make a donation. You could call at 949-715-5936. We'd love to hear from you. Or, as I said earlier, go online, kxfmradio.org. You click the banner at the top that says KX Takeover and donate some money. We made a contribution last night, and I know throughout the next few days there's some great hosts coming up, so there'll be some really good money raised for the radio
station.
And
don't forget to pull down the menu that says guest hosts and give us credit if you're calling on our behalf.
So as we put together this music list, and we'll get to our first song here, there were a couple themes, right? To me, the dominant themes in 2020 are easy, right? COVID and the election. So that dominated our lives pretty much throughout all of 2020. So this first song was kind of a fun one. It's an old song, but maybe expresses a little bit how we all feel during COVID. So
glad so swift. Rain won't lift, gate won't close, railings froze. Get your mind off winter time, you ain't going nowhere. Up your tent.
Thank you.
buy me a flute and a gun that shoots tailgates and substitutes. Strap yourself to a tree with roots, you ain't going nowhere. Right behind, tomorrow's the day, the bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair? Now Genghis Khan, he could not keep all his kings supplied with sleep. We'll climb that hill, no matter how steep, when we get up to it. Right behind, tomorrow's the day, the bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair? Ooh-wee, right behind, tomorrow's the day, the bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly?
Well, that was... kind of expresses a feeling I think a lot of us have this year. It's an old bird song written by Bob Dylan, "You Ain't Going Nowhere." You know, we spend so many days at home, right? It's interesting in COVID.
Yeah. Hey, I think, but Mayor, you have a phone call. You want to take it?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Let's see what we got here. Okay, you're on with the mayor.
Hello, Bob.
Good morning. Who have we got?
Hey, Bob. Can you hear me?
I can, yeah. Who's
Hi, Jerry Hornbeek, Renee Hornbeek, calling to give you guys a pledge.
Hey. Harrison.
Hey, Jerry.
Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for calling in. You guys have been, boy, we go back a ways here in Laguna. You go back further than I do, Jerry. But anyway, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Are you guys in town? Normally you're like out somewhere.
Well, with the pandemic, we've kind of got our wings clipped. But yeah, we've been having about 6 months a year out of the country, mostly traveling, different trips. But now we're enjoying Laguna. It's not a bad place to be locked down if you have to be. And enjoying friends, enjoying the town, everything.
Jerry, you've got a great piece of history. Talk about the boardwalk at Main Beach before it was the what we've got now, the walkway to the sea.
Gone?
Bob, I could not hear you. You're very faint, but I can hear Kirsten just fine.
Oh, Bob was asking, you have a great history here in Laguna. Do you have something to say perhaps about renting out boogie boards or something on Main Beach before it was a walkway?
Well, actually, it was the days before boogie boards when George Moore, I worked for George Moore on Main Beach, and I had kind of a concession for his equipment down at Surfers Sand Hotel. But that was before boogie boards, and we rented the Hodgman Surf Riders, blue and yellow or green and yellow, and we rented those in Main Beach along with sea and ski umbrellas and backrests. And those were great. Those were great days before the park, but it's great now to see the park and see just a vibrant town. And yes, in many ways different than the old days, but in many ways not, and still a village, and we really enjoy that. I also want to thank Bob very, very fully. Thank you for all your devotion and dedication and energy that you contribute to Laguna. I know that you did not sign up for the pandemic, and you did not sign up for the divisive political situation that we have. And I know that you've stayed away from all of that. And I really appreciate, we really appreciate, Renee and I appreciate all of your efforts and energy that you've put toward all of our benefit in Laguna, all of citizens, and all the issues. And you've had more than your share of challenges, more than you signed up for this year. In this past few years, but we really appreciate all your effort.
Well, thanks, Jerry. Really appreciate it, and thanks for calling in and making a donation. That shows part of the community spirit that we all love here. So have a great day. Say hi to Renee.
All right. Thanks for everything you're doing. Thanks, Kirsten.
So that's an old friend of ours, Jerry and Renee Hornbeek. Our kids grew up together. But once again, we're here at KXFM. This is the KX Takeover. Please feel free to call in, 949-715-5936. But, of course, the main purpose for this morning is to raise some money for the radio station. So to donate, go online to kxfmradio.org. Click the banner on the top that says KX Takeover, and then do the drop-down menu and click on our names and make a contribution. So we're going to go to a second song here that I think expresses maybe some sentiment that we all have. Listen to the words. I think you'll enjoy this. It's by Allo Black.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. Well, that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser. In the weight of the world, but I only have two hands. I hope I get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. I wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. But life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older.
Well, that expresses a little sentiment. Wake me up when it's all over, right? We'd all love to do that with COVID. But that was Allo Black and some others. And Kirsten actually picked out that piece of music. And there's a kind of a little interesting local backstory to it with some friends of ours, the McGilvrys.
Oh. Well, he was the featured artist on one of their recent films, a musical, let's see, American Musical Journey. anyway, I thought it was a great one.
Yeah. Of course, Greg and Barbara are such, you know, wonderful community members, so supportive. Greg was in here yesterday, I guess, doing his show. So give a shout out to them and what wonderful work they've done over the years. What a storybook of work Greg has put together with his company, McGilvery Freeman Films. So it's fun to be able to play one of those songs that came out of that American Musical Journey piece. The radio station has been around here for a while, and Tyler just stuck his head in. Tyler, of course, is the brains behind this. And, you know, I think one of the reasons that I'm here doing this, we're here doing this, is it's so unique. There are 34 cities in Orange County. And, you know, as mayor, we have these weekly calls with the mayors. And I realize this is something, you know, we're small. We're one of the smallest cities in the county, but we have our own radio station. And that's pretty unique. And that's pretty cool. And we have, local DJs who get to bring their own stories and their own approaches and their own musical interests to it. So because it's so unique and it's also challenging to run a radio station like this, we really need to support it. And, the city's obviously been able to lend some support to the radio station over time, and then residents of the city as well. So please donate today or donate. You can donate anytime in the next couple of weeks to kxfmradio.org. Click on the banner at the top of the page that says KX Takeover. You know, whether it's $25, $50, $100 or more, it all helps. So it would be great if you chipped in and gave a little support to the radio station. So we're going to go to our next song here that, has been a little bit of an anthem for COVID this year, but enjoy this one.
Just might have a problem.
Well, there you go. That was Bill Withers, Lean on Me. And I think, you know, we all feel this year we have to do a little leaning on some friends and some others.
But we have to take care of each other.
We have to take care of each other. Exactly right. You know, we were down at the, you know, what's so interesting with this whole COVID is how it's affected different people differently. We were down, we had a city council meeting the other night, and we gave a proclamation to the Laguna Food Pantry, which is, of course, out in the canyon and doing, you know, great things. But the demand, the number of people, they just had over, I think they said over 30 new families this week come to see them. And they, you know, they see over 3,500 families in a month, or people in a month. So, you know, we all have to support one another, right? And that's part of what we're doing this morning. We're here supporting the radio station, KXFM. This is the KX Takeover. So,
and we want to thank Kathy Krinsky, who's called in and made a nice donation.
Thank you, Kathy. Kathy and David, old friends. Don't know if they're here or out of town, but thank you so much. Hope all is well with you guys. So, yeah, go to kxfmradio.org. Click the banner on the top that says KX Takeover, and you know, make a contribution this morning or. And like I said, anytime over the next week or so, you can join in and make a contribution. But I got to tease Kirsten a little bit here because I'm doing all the talking. I said, why am I doing all the talking? And she says, I get nervous at these things. And I said, listen, this is protected. I feel good in here. I'm in a sound, you know, soundproof room and nobody usually you're out there in the public, right, getting tomatoes hurled at you. But now anyway, you're Kirsten is first of all, as I said, she's really the one that's got a, she's the musicologist in the family. She's got a lot. She tells me what I should be listening to. But talk a little bit about your background with the festival and what the festival went through this year, because that was a little different.
Oh, talk about impacting a bunch of people. All the performing artists and visual artists have basically lost their venues, and it's, you know, we're the creative world, but and we need to reinvent ourselves a bit to adapt to this. But it's a challenge, and you know, there's an awful lot of people who've lost their livelihoods, or a portion of their livelihoods. So,
and we hope to get it back on track next summer.
Yeah.
I was down.
We've had a lot of time to think about it. We've got to figure this out.
Yeah, I was down doing a little piece for the festival the other night for their gala that's coming up. And I said, we talked a little history. And the only other time they were closed in their whole 85, 87-year history was World War II for 3 years. So tells you how extraordinary we are. But kind of continuing on with the kind of support from friends, let's listen to this Joe Cocker tune.
Stand up and walk out on me. Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you? How do I tell don't it say no more. Certain it happens all the time, yeah.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but it sure feels like mad. Don't you know I'm gonna make it with my friends? I promise myself I'd get
Well, that was Joe Cocker doing, of course, an old Beatles tune with a little help from my friends, which, again, we're all sort of counting on. And along those lines, you know, I did want to mention one thing this morning for our restaurants, of course, you know, where the county went back into the purple tier, as so many, I think 41 of the 58 counties did the other day, meaning that there's no indoor dining again at the restaurants, which, of course, is a safety thing. But there is, I was talking to our supervisor, Lisa Bartlett, yesterday, and she sent, so this is the Orange County Restaurant Outdoor Dining Grant Program. So if we've got any of our restaurant workers or owners out there, listen up to this one. So tomorrow morning, if you go on, and I recommend you do right at 9 a.m., the Orange County is going to give away $1,000 to 1,000 Orange County restaurants on a first-come, first-served basis. And it's a grant, so you can do heaters and enclosures and other equipment like that to allow you to do outdoor dining during the colder months, which, of course, are coming up here. So, again, that's you can go to the Orange County website, and it's pretty easy. You'll just fill out a couple of forms and online and put your name in. So you can go to oconestop.com. That's oconestop.com and /// small business relief programs, and apply tomorrow morning. So hopefully some of our local restaurants will get in line. That's been one of the, you know, maybe silver linings of the pandemic is we got a lot more outdoor dining going here in the community. Of course, most notably, the Promenade down on Forest. It's been a real lifeline for some of our restaurants. So anyway, Kirsten, tell people why we're here this morning.
Why me? No, because we're supporting our wonderful radio station that supports all of us and all of the nonprofit organizations in town and gives people in Laguna a voice. So you're listening to KXFM and KX Takeover, and you could go online to donate, kxfmradio.org, and click the banner on the top of the page that says KX Takeover, or you can give us a call, and you can do that for the next week or so. The phone number is 949-715-5936.
Yeah, we'd love to talk to you. Call in, and you can ask almost anything. But we'll go to one more, we'll go to a next song here, which is a Van Morrison tune, and hopefully it brings a little...
boost your mood.
Boost your mood. Well, that's Bright Side of the Road by Van Morrison. So, you know, we all have to look forward, right? And we're looking forward to when we get back on the bright side of the road. Good news this last couple of weeks about a couple of vaccines that, you know, look like they have a high rate of success in the 90s. And, you know, we're hoping that that can roll out here in early 2021 and get us all back on the road. But in the meantime, you know, it's so important that we talk about this here on the radio on my interviews a lot about, you know, what can we do to help keep each other safe and help our businesses open up again. And, you know, really it's the basic stuff we all know, right? It's drilled into us now, you know, wear a mask, socially distance, don't gather in crowds, especially the, you know, crowds of people you don't ordinarily mix with. So Thanksgiving's a big temptation coming up, but as the experts are saying, we probably all ought to hunker down at home on this one and not mix it up too much. But, you know, I think we have to remain optimistic about the future, right? We have to say we're going to get around the corner on this one, and it's all going to improve. It's 100 years ago is the last pandemic, but I'm very proud of what Laguna Beach has done as a community. I think we've responded really well, and, you know, our community is to be commended, I think, our businesses in terms of how they're operating, and our residents, which is exactly how it should be done. We've got a bit of a challenge here because as a beach community, we're a big attraction, so we've got a lot of visitors that come into town. But we're actually going to, I think, try to ramp up again the free mask program on warm weekends again and over this Thanksgiving holiday weekend to get people to, the city gives away free masks, get people who don't have a mask here, everyone should, but if you don't have one, to wear one.
So can I ask you a question? Where would we be handing them out? Where would you see us handing them out?
Primarily going to be down around the main beach in the promenade area. But, you know, if it really gets busy, we'll probably have somebody down in South Laguna as well, which we've done before. So, yeah, we had, you know, a couple of peak weekends in the summer. I think we handed out like 2,500 masks. Mm. So, we'll be staffing up again to try to handle any big warm day crowds. You never know now when you're going to get a warm day, right? You can get 80s in the 80s in December, for crying out loud, the way the world is going.
Right. I was kayaking last Thanksgiving Day, actually.
And it's calm and it's beautiful out there. So anyway, we're here for KXFM. This is the KX Takeover, why we're here and why other hosts are going to be here for the next several days is to try to raise some money for the radio station. We'd love to talk to you this morning. Phone in at 949-715-5936 if you've got a question or just want to say hello. And then most importantly, if you want to make a contribution to donate online, you can go to kxfmradio.org. Click on the banner at the top of the page that says KX Takeover. And
don't forget to pull down the menu that says guest host and give us credit. Like a silver tongue thing,
yes.
Whatever, I don't know.
Yes, you get a silver tongue award and an additional 5-gallon bottle of sparklets that we have here.
Excellent.
No, just kidding.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a 5-gallon hand sanitizer.
That too, Bob.
Anyway, we're going to go to another Beatles tune here.
Thank you.
There we go. Beatles tune. It's always uplifting. Here Comes the Sun, George Harrison tune. And the sun is out a lot in Laguna Beach, of course, but we're hoping that the sun will come out for the whole world here with, you know, as I was saying, with the, hopefully the vaccine coming through and everybody getting back to work. You know, one of the things that strikes me that we've got some grandkids now, little ones that the oldest is just hitting kindergarten, but talking to a lot of people in town here too, you know, what an impact this has been on families with children and, you know, having to stay at home. Fortunately here locally, the elementary schools are back, at least part-time the kids are back. Middle and high schools are going to remain closed, but, you know, think back to when you were in school, and probably the last thing was on your mind was staying home all day, right? You wanted to be out with your friends at school, having a good time. Our three kids went through the Laguna Beach schools, which are terrific schools. You had a lot to do with that process along the way.
It's a great system. It just is such a great community of parents and a lot of involvement, and I think it was a great place for our kids to grow up. Though the one thing I will say, maybe when you were in school, you were like, oh God, why do I have to go back to school today? But now there'll be a greater appreciation for going to school.
Yeah, can I get out of the house and go to school, please?
Please, can I go to school?
So
that might be a new thing.
Anyway, but it is, you know, it's so critical for especially for children in the kindergarten through third grade years to learn and get up to reading speed. And you know, there's a lot of studies that say if you fall behind by third grade, it's really hard to catch up. So,
well, just social interaction.
And social interaction. So anyway, we're pulling for the kids as well. We hope they're all going to get back. But, you know, the other, as I started out saying, you know, there were two big themes this year to our world, right? COVID and sort of the election, but the election around the election, there was a lot of the whole election process. There was a lot of, interesting, you know, protests around the country where people were really wanting to see some change in our world. And we've got a couple of songs here to help us think about that. So we'll go to an old one here from Sam Cooke.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down.
long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Well, I just love that tune. Change is gonna come from Sam Cooke, and you know, hopefully it's true, and I think change will come, and change needs to come in a lot of respects, and that's why I think we thrive as a country, because we're always willing to change and move forward. But I think we've got a caller on the line I'd love to talk to.
You know, I think it's true.
Hello?
Hey, Bob, Kirsten, it's Sharby. How you doing?
Hi, Sharby.
Hey, Sharby.
Hey, I just want to say thank you for your uplifting messaging and all you guys do for Laguna Beach. We really greatly appreciate it, and your support of the arts. And you guys are amazing, and I'd like to donate $75.
You're fabulous. I miss you.
Yay.
I miss you.
Miss you too.
Sharby's an important part of the Festival of the Arts.
And I was down doing a little film spot the other day, Sharby. Tell us about the gala coming up.
Yeah, actually, the Festival of Arts is, we're going to have a virtual gala coming up. And it's going to be on December 5th. And we hope everybody will come and join us. It'll be online. And it's free. That's the best thing about it. And we're looking to celebrate the festival and pageants past, present, and future. And we're going to have some really wonderful celebrity guests as well. And Bob, thank you again for your support and saying a few words of support about the festival and pageant as well. It's been a tough time for everyone.
It has.
It sure has. And you're going to be back out there. I think we're all looking forward to a beautiful summer night in the bowl where we can see the pageant again. So thanks.
And the artwork
up front.
That's and the artwork, says. Absolutely.
So thanks for keeping supporting it alive our, down there, Sharby.
You bet. It's important to support our local artists. So thanks so much to both of you and all you do. We really appreciate it.
Hey, Sharby, I'm going to have you hang on the line when we're done with the call, okay?
Thanks, Sharby.
All right, you guys take care. Have a great day.
Take care.
So we've got a couple more tunes here for you as we've got going to our last 10 minutes. So let's listen to this John Mayer tune, also about change.
But by Keb Mo and Taj Mahal. Good version.
Now we see everything is going wrong with the world and those who lead it. We just feel like we don't have the means to rise above and beat it. So we keep on waiting, yeah, waiting on the world to change. We keep on waiting, yeah, waiting on the world to change. It's hard to beat the system when we're standing at a distance. So we keep on waiting.
Had the power to bring our neighbors home from war, they would have never missed a Christmas, no more ribbons on the door. And when you trust your television, what you get is what you got. Cause when they own the information, oh, they can bend it all they want.
That's why we're waiting, yeah, yeah, waiting on the world to change. We keep on waiting, yeah, yeah, waiting on the world to change. Not that we don't care, we just know that the fight ain't there. So we keep on waiting, yeah, waiting on the world to change. One day the younger generation is gonna rule the population. So we keep on waiting,
change. Taj Mahal and Keb Mo. You know, my favorite line in that song is, one day the younger generation is going to rule the population. And that's what we hope for, right? I mean, we're...
That's why we had kids, right?
That's why we had kids, and now we've got grandkids. And that's what keeps you optimistic about the world, right? The younger generation, they're the ones that are going to carry us forward. So
we're not that old.
Anyway, again, we're here. We've got a few minutes left here in our hour, KXFM. We're here for the radio station, KX Takeover. And we're trying to raise some money for the radio station, which, as I said, it's just so such a jewel, such a great benefit to our community. So please go online, kxfmradio.org. Click the banner at the top of the page that says KX Takeover. And then, as Kirsten likes to say,
pull the drop-down menu that says guest host and find our names so we get credit for you.
So anyway, please, let's wrap up the hour strong here. We've had some great callers. Jerry and Renee Hornbeek, thank you. Kathy and David Krinsky, thank you.
Sharby
and the festival. So it's been great to hear from you. And anyway, we're going to do another. I like that Taj Mahal so much. We're going to do another Taj Mahal Keb Mo song. Another great Taj Mahal Keb Mo rendition, All Around the World. You know, what I like in the refrain I like in that song is, there'll be peace and understanding all around the world. What could be better than those two things, peace and understanding? And we are thrilled to have been here this morning. We're wrapping up our hour here. What we're going to do, though, is we're going to get a link to this hour of music and talk from us, and we're going to be sending it around to all our friends, and you're going to all have
Sorry
a chance.
About that.
You're going to all have a chance to make a contribution, as I said earlier, to $25, $50, $100, whatever you're able to do here. Get into the spirit of giving. It's such an important year to stretch yourself a little bit, to give to others and give to support, you know, organizations that have really struggled, you know, just to maintain the status quo during COVID. So we're going to go into our final song here in a minute, but just once again, please go online, kxfmradio.org. Click on the banner at the top of the page that says KX Takeover and make a donation. Now, this last song, you know, we've been talking about COVID. We've been talking about election and changing the world. This last song here is a little bit more personal for me. You know, it's really for Kirsten, my wife. And we had a funny, well, not a funny, but this was our 40th wedding anniversary this year in June. So thanks to COVID, we got to stay at home and we didn't have any kind of trip. But, you know, we all have someone hopefully in our life that's extra special. And this song here, You Are the Best Thing by Ray LaMontagne, says it for me from you.
And for me.
So I love you and thanks for being the best thing in my life. Here we go. Well, once again, this is Bob Whalen and Kirsten Whalen. Thanks for spending the hour with us. We had a great time here trying to raise some funds for KXFM Radio. And got to thank our sound engineer, Ed, again for spinning the music in there.
It was my pleasure. It was the best hour I've had in a long time. It really was.
We enjoyed it as well. So thanks again.
If I don't get the Silver Tongue Award, I'll get that award. Is that?
Yes, yes.
So thanks again, everybody. Have a great day. Have a great week. Stay safe.